This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A man died Tuesday night while in the custody of the Colorado Springs Police. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
A crisis response team went to a home north of downtown Colorado Springs just before 5 after a 911 caller described a man as having a mental health episode. According to police, when the team arrived, they found the man in the roadway. There was a struggle and the man was placed in handcuffs. Police say he then became unresponsive. CSPD says they called for medical help. The man was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Both an officer and a paramedic have been placed on paid administrative leave. The death is being investigated by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A bill that invalidates non-disclosure agreements in employer sexual assault and harassment complaints passed the U.S. House Wednesday. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was a co-sponsor and told colleagues the bill puts companies on notice to protect their workers.
We all had mothers who faced antiquated attitudes in the workplace. And we don't want our daughters and our granddaughters to face those same attitudes.
All of Colorado's Democrats voted for the bipartisan measure. Buck was the only Colorado Republican to support the bill. GOP Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted against it. The bill now heads to the president's desk. You're listening to CPR News. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 6:06 and it is very cold today in Denver right now. It is 20 degrees. The high today will be about 23, and some snowflakes are starting to fall around various areas of the Front Range. Areas in Denver and Fort Collins can expect as much as 5 or 4 inches, 6 inches in some areas, depending on where you are. So just know that as your day is getting started. Thank you for joining us today. Stay safe and stick around.